Dr. Saber dictating a an office note on patient Coriana Cruz, C-O-R-I-E-N-A, Cruz, C-R-U-Z. Date of birth 5-1-2023. Date of birth is 2-28-1965. Date of service 5-1-2023 per paragraph. The patient is 58-year-old, Hispanic, female, presenting to my office today for opinion on medical issues per paragraph. Her past medical history includes the following: history of migraine headaches in the past, but has gotten so severe the last 2 weeks, along associated with vertigo, disabling and put her in bed for 4 days. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 13 years. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, COVID-19-2021. Next, seasonal allergies. Next, irritable bladder. Next, fatty liver. Next, chronic insomnia. Next, GERD. Next, ovarian cancer at the age of 29. Such post ovariectomy and hysterectomy, no chemotherapy. Past surgical history includes total hysterectomy, tubal ligation, cholecystectomy, appendectomy per paragraph. Allergies, she's allergic to penicillin, codeine, and iodine. Period. Family history: father with MI times 5, diabetes mellitus type 2, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Paternal grandmother had breast cancer. Mother died, had hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2. Social history: patient is married with 2 kids, 2 adopted, no smoking, no alcohol use, no drug use. She is an accountant. Period. Paragraph. Review of systems revealed severe migraines and vertigo as mentioned above, with associated with nausea, vomiting. Put her bedridden for 4 days. This is 2 weeks ago. No chest pain, no shortness of breath, occasional heartburn, no constipation, no diarrhea, no melena, nocturia times 1, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying. She has stress incontinence, no leg swelling, or other systems reviewed are negative. Vaccination status: she got 1 dose of Pfizer in 2021. Period. Paragraph. Current medications include atorvastatin, trulicity, famotidine, levocetirizine, lisinopril, oxybutynin, Janumet, sumatriptan, ursodiol, and zolpidem. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above: HNT, pupil jump, reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, nitric sclera, no cervical fibrinopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Pupil paragraph: neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no muscle and S2, no murmur, no friction of her lungs, active throat cultation, no crackles or reasons. Her pupil paragraph: abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly, no spheromegaly, no carry rebound or rigidity extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no dead neuro. Exam is not focal. Investigations available to me include the following: lipid panel shows LDL of 51, total cholesterol of 116. Triglycerides 138, glucose 123, BUN9, creatinine 0.61, potassium 4.4, calcium 9.9, albumin 4.2, AST, ALT 58 and 53 elevated, white count 5.2, hemoglobin 12.2, platelet count 206, hemoglobin A1C 7.1, period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, migraine headaches with severe vertigo. Brain fog. This may be related to spike toxicity. Patient will be placed on a detox protocol with supplements and ivermectin. Patient was instructed that ivermectin is not FDA approved for that purpose and is being used off-label. She agrees and wants the therapy. Pros and cons were explained to the patient, and she wants to proceed with treatment. Period. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, continue current therapy for now. Hemoglobin A1C is acceptable. Next, hyperlipidemia. we will consider to decrease the dose of atorvastatin, give her elevated liver enzymes. We'll discuss that with her next visit. Next, irritable bladder. Next, fatty liver disease. Next, chronic insomnia. We'll try to switch her to natural sleeping aids compared to her zolpidem. Next, GERD, next issue, ovarian cancer, post surgery, paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in around 2 weeks for further recommendations and the report. Thanks.